Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
You're comfortable because we've got a lot of celebrity drama. We're going to get to it all. Of course, we have Atlanta in the house, and from ATL, or with ATL, I should say, today is Eva Marcille from the Housewives of Atlanta.
Yay!
Yes, Eva.
We love when you're here, and we have so much to talk about. We're going to talk about, did Denzel Washington get in a fight over a seat at an event? And Taylor Swift's boyfriend has finally broken his silence about their relationship. So we're going to talk about that. But first, Frank, what you got?
Football season is in full swing. So before you know it, we'll all be watching the Super Bowl. And it has been announced, the Super Bowl halftime show performer. And that's going to be...
I mean, I like them. I don't know if I like them for the Super Bowl halftime.
That's awesome.
They got joints.
A lot of joints.
Like, all right, name three.
Animals. Let's see. Songs About Jane, well, that was the album. Uh-huh. Sunday Morning. This guy
how
is
we
taking
do
control of me. No, that's Marcel.
There's that one.
Yeah.
The new one with Cardi B. They have a new one with Cardi B right now.
Sure do.
And then the song they got with Kendrick Lamar.
And now sources are saying that Cardi B and Travis Scott might be joining Maroon 5 during the halftime show.
That's what'll happen.
Might be. They have to be. I mean, come on. Maroon 5 are lit, but they haven't been known to like have the most live performance. So I think bringing Cardi B would just take it to another level.
Really? I'm just saying they're going to add a little color to it. Is that what you're saying? With him and
Travis? A little sprinkle of pepper.
A little melanin.
Diversity. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, Maroon 5 might sound like the biggest band out there, but I mean, they always bring somebody else out. I mean, Coldplay, when they perform, they brought out Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
That's right, that's right.
Coldplay with Jay-Z.
And then you had, Black Eyed Peas, and they brought Usher out and Slash. Yeah. So I'm thinking the secret here, I'm going to call her right now for halftime show, Maroon 5, Cardi B will be there, Travis Scott will be there, and Mick Jagger's going to show up.
What?
Moves like Jagger. Moves like Jagger.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Now you made it Super Bowl worthy with that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know what? It's been a minute since we checked in with Gary's cousin over there in merry old England, Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. the Duchess of Sussex, not easy to say, but she gave her very first speech.
Working on this project for the past 9 months has been a tremendous labor of love.
Meghan was speaking at an event, and she was she did a cookbook, and that cookbook is to raise money for, there was a big fire over there called the Grenfell Tower fire in England, and this was to benefit the victims of that because a lot of people lost their lives. So she was giving her very first royal speech, and you got to look at this picture of her husband Harry, the prince, and her mom watching. Right? I mean, you want a person in your life who looks at you like Prince Harry looks at Meghan.
All right, let's see it.
Look at this picture.
I can see the love in his eyes.
I mean, look at his hand. Like, not even just his look, guys. Look how his hands are to the side.
Yeah. Like,
now, that's the only part that I was a little disturbed about.
Harry, no, that's the aww. Okay. That's what that is. That tilt and the wrist.
And I was like, Hercules.
Isn't it a little inappropriate to do a cookbook for somebody who died in a fire?
Oh.
No, it sounded like the proceeds. Like, she's doing the book so that the money from the book can go
goes to the victims.
When did the fire start?
by someone cooking?
Maybe all the meals are spicy, like Blazing Cajun.
You guys, every time I bring something wonderful to this group of people, you animals.
Yeah, there's a four-alarm chili recipe in there.
Come on, the British aren't known for their cooking.
That is
true. As far as who has, there's no British food restaurants you go to. It's like, oh, we got to have it.
I've got the best bangers and mash recipe. Anybody for some spotted dick? No.
Oh, yes.
Well, Gary had that last night.
That's Gary's go-to meal.
Yes, honey.
But y'all know this lady is not cooking nothing British. She's probably took over those Compton meals, some collard greens, some cornbread, chicken.
They're not going to be able to find any of those spices. They don't got Lowry's over there.
She's making tacos. She's from the West Coast. She's making tacos.
Exactly, sure is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matt, did you notice that when she gave her speech that she did not catch on to the British accent yet? Like, usually when you're over there, it's catchy.
You get caught up in it. When I went to Australia recently, a few months ago, and it's so easy. I started like, oh, thanks, mate. And then you feel like the biggest douche because you're like, don't. Because you get wrapped up into it.
Did you come back and start saying it, too?
I was like, oh, hey, mate, stop it. I just got back from Australia. And people wanted to punch me in my throat.
It's like Heidi's from Detroit.
Heidi seems like she would easily catch on with somebody's accent, though. Like,
sure, which can get you in trouble. Like, when I call and order Chinese food, I automatically take on that cadence.
Me, just too. Because,
and I'm like, oh, that's, I know that's wrong, but I do it.
I start speaking Spanish.
So you watch a football game, and you're like, dilly dilly.
All right, y'all, so moving on. When Denzel Washington said, King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
That's right.
He wasn't playing around. Now, the actor almost commenced to giving gambler R.J. Cipriani, also known as the 702 Robin Hood, the real Training Day experience at the Canelo versus Triple G fight in Vegas, man.
What happened?
Apparently, Denzel was sitting ringside in Robin Hood's seats, and Robin Hood then approached him and said, Denzel, I love you, bro, but you're in my seat. Mm-hmm. So the two had some more words, and then Robin Hood in tights ended the argument by saying, I don't know who you think you are, but you're in my seat. So unless you want this to end like Training Day, get out of my seat now.
Oh.
Wait a minute. He said that to Denzel?
Yeah, so eventually Denzel walked away and sat somewhere else.
Why? Well, that's what he was supposed to do. You're in somebody else's seat. You can't come demand and control somebody else's seat.
Yeah, you can't be louder.
It's like very common to end up in the wrong seat. Like on the airplane, you end up on, you're supposed to be an F, you're in A.
No, this is, I'm sure Denzel does this all the time, because Denzel Washington, he can sit down anywhere he wants, and you're going to probably give up your seat. You're like, oh my God, Denzel, I'll find another seat. But Robin Hood said no. I mean, I'm lumping this in with like really old ladies and people in wheelchairs who think because of their situation they can be rude.
Right.
And, you know, it says thou shalt not be rude no matter your situation in the Bible. I think it's the Book of Eli.
Book of Eli.
Speaking of Book of Eli, where was all that cool equalizer, you know, Book of Eli martial arts? Like, popping off at him. I wanted to see this man equalize. That's not it. So Robin Hood continued his rant on IG by posting a photo of Denzel from Training Day with the caption, Denzel, I used to love you, bro, but don't ever try to steal my seat. Again, at any event, especially a boxing event, you knew it wasn't your seat, and you acted rude and disrespectful to me, and I don't take shit from anyone. King Kong ain't got on me.
Nah. What is wrong with this guy? Is he really truly coming for Denzel like this?
Denzel was in his damn seat. Denzel ain't gone.
Which, by the way, I would be worried.
You would come for Denzel?
I sure would, honey. If he's in my seat, honey, it's supposed to be my seat. I done paid my heart. Okay, Negro, you need to.
You'd love to have Denzel in your seat. Are you kidding?
I watches this show, babe.
Denzel might not be God, but some tell me he has goons.
OMG, love is in the air.
Ooh,
finally, after 1 year, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, has broken his silence about their very, very private relationship.
Really?
Oh.
Yep. In Joe's interview with British Vogue, when he was asked about his beautiful songstress, the actor said, I'm aware people want to know about that side of things. I think we've been very private, and that has sunk in for people. But I really prefer to talk about work.
Nobody want to talk about your work?
Exactly.
No, we want to know about your relationship, honey.
Yeah, why do you think we sat down with you? British Vogue is talking to you.
I know,
not about your work.
But I know they're not having sex because she doesn't seem like a sexual person.
What does a sexual person seem like, Gary?
I mean, seem like, you know, she'd never be licking her lips or gyrating or anything like that.
I don't lick my lips or gyrate, and I have two kids.
But we know you're
yeah,
all right, y'all, coming up, find out, honey, if Kim might be taking Chicago, and we're not talking about the baby item. All of this and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh,
hey.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, Gary, you should be glad to be here, because I guess you were right, sir.
Yes.
He gets it right twice a year. On Tuesday, we announced Chicago's own Kanye West was moving back to Chi-Raq for good, but he may be moving there dolo because Kim K is not having it. Now, according to our sources, Kim plans on spending more time in the Windy City, but she's not moving there full time.
Don't nobody move from Los Angeles, one of the most amazing cities in the world, to Chicago.
She ready for his ass to go, honey. Now she can finally get with the man that she want to get with, honey.
No, no.
That woman got three kids by this man.
She don't want to leave her family. Like, all her nieces and nephews and her whole entire life has been LA the whole time.
Rich, honey. It's called a plane.
No. It's about children. It's uprooting your kids. So it's one thing about her other family and her siblings, but she has three children, and her older kids have a life and a routine in Los Angeles, and it's not good to uproot kids like that.
Okay, Portia, now, when you have your baby, and if your man decides he want to go to Alaska, you going to go to Alaska with him, or you going to stay right here in Decatur?
Well, why he going to Alaska? I ain't dating nobody.
You can't ask a question.
Ain't
dating nobody
who will be moving.
He's
going to
take a really good fishing job.
I know what
your damn job is. Your man's a businessman. He might have business in Alaska.
If he get business in Alaska and it can afford the type of lifestyle we live in Atlanta, I might go to damn Alaska.
You consider it.
Be in a fabulous igloo, okay? Well, seems like this Kardashian is standing by her man. After spending the summer rebuilding with their relationship in Los Angeles, Khloe Kardashian, the one who is standing by her guy, Gary, her and her bae, Tristan Thompson, are working it out. She's going to be headed back to Cleveland as the Cavaliers start up their season.
All right.
Well, she ain't got no damn choice.
What? Well, she does.
Oh, she needs to be by her man because she know he likes to spread it around, honey. So she going to stand by him, honey, make sure, honey, it comes straight on.
He like
home,
to lay it low and spread it wide.
I mean, the reality is infidelity exists. This is
not the first
relationship that has faced infidelity.
I
and I don't think, as I approach my nuptials, that because of said act, that one should completely throw away the relationship.
So he's allowed one cheat?
No, not necessarily allowed one cheat, but I'm saying infidelity, it exists. They weren't married. She was pregnant. He had just left this other girl. Like, it was stuff. So don't nail him to that cross. He might end up being a good husband and boyfriend and daddy.
No, he's a cheater. He's a cheater. And once a cheater is always a cheater, she should have left his ass, honey, after that.
We still don't have, like, proof that he did the act.
Yes.
We know he was motorboating.
That's glorious.
We know we saw him walking with a young lady in the hotel. So maybe some type of way he has convinced Khloe that he didn't do the do, so she's actually able to move on forward with, you know, thinking he didn't really cheat.
Right, Portia, he was checking to see if she had a heart murmur.
You never know.
See?
He was doing
her. Then told her, baby.
Checking for breast cancer.
Her sister knows, honey, what
she might have just forgiven him. Some people have this thing that they do. It's called forgiveness.
It's called amnesia.
Right?
All right, so y'all remember former Saturday Night Live star Chevy Chase, right?
Yeah, we love Chevy.
He was in everything, the Vacation movies, he was Fledged, Spies Like Us, and more. Well, SNL set to premiere its 44th season, and the 74-year-old comedian had a lot to say about the creator Lorne Michaels and the show, calling it the worst f***ing humor in the world.
Oh,
what? He went on to say, I just couldn't believe it. That means a whole generation of s***heads laughs at the worst f***ing humor in the world.
What? Oh,
well, why are we S-heads?
Well, you know, he was on the very first season, right? So anytime you were part of something that starts and you just remember the heyday of what it was back when I was on the show, we had this and that and that. So I think he's holding on to that just a little too tight.
He sound like a bitter old man, and I love him, but he is really turned for the worse.
So after taking jabs at the late night show, Chase then went on to criticize former castmates Will Ferrell and Eddie Murphy. He said, Will Ferrell is just not funny.
Lies.
He then threw a shot at Eddie Murphy saying that when he did Stevie Wonder, he did well. It's not that hard. For Christ's sake, your skin's the same color. You just put on some sunglasses.
Okay.
No, that bastard
didn't
say that.
That's a little racist now.
He's trying to play
it.
That Stevie Wonder impression was legendary.
Well, it is good to be famous, at least for Ashton Kutcher. And after the break, find out how he used his fame to his advantage. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome!
Hey. Well, it looks like the mean streets of Hollywood just claimed another victim, and this time we got Ashton Kutcher to blame.
Uh-oh.
Now, Ashton was driving his black Tesla in Hollywood, and he was pulling out of a studio lot, and he hit a 19-year-old nanny by the name of Leo Merengue and sent this young dude flying into the street.
Oh.
Luckily, Leo was okay, but do you think they called the police or asked for, like, a report? Nah, my man wanted a selfie, because he's 19, of course.
Oh.
They posted the pic to the gram with the caption, got hit by a car today, but it's okay, because it was by Ashton Kutcher.
Mm. Oh, he needs an attorney friend. He has no friends that are attorneys, because someone would have told him, baby.
Well, they haven't seen it yet. You know, this is like pre-picture. You just took the picture. But when he gets home and his parents or whomever knows about Ashton and his money, they're going to see later on.
Well, that's us, though, Porsche. You know, in our hood. I'm like, wait a minute, bitch, Ashton hit you?
Oh, no.
And you walking away?
I would have rolled all through the mean streets of Hollywood had Ashton Kutcher and his Tesla hit me. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Even if, like, the side mirror hit me, I would show up to court the next day like Tupac when he was in the wheelchair.
And he has proof. I mean, he actually broke blood. You broke blood from my skin.
Yeah. Like, it's a little scrapey.
I know, but he's 19 now. Yeah. When he's our age, that same damn old little knee injury
is going to come on back. He's going to get fluid in his knees. As soon as it start raining, his little knee going to start clicking. And as soon as you get hit, your adrenaline is running, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really feel it. It takes until when he gets home and bathes and wakes up tomorrow.
Not bathes.
Bathes.
He got to get a proper lather after
he bathes.
So what you're saying, son is still in shock right now.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I think Ashton is more relieved to get this picture than the boy, because the boy ain't smiling on the picture. He could be plotting.
If I was Ashton Kutcher, I would have jumped up, hey, you on my new prank show, Trunked, and gave him $500 and kept it
right
pushing.
Right then. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
So, guys, when it comes to skincare, y'all know I do not play, right? And I love to kick my feet up and relax with a good face mask on. So the Brilliance New York Indulgence Face Mask Set is where it's at. This home kit will improve your skin elasticity and provide deep nourishment for long-lasting results. The mask has aloe vera and lavender extract that helps deliver continuous soothing hydration and aids in rebuilding collagen.
Now, Portia, would this help me look refreshed when I haven't had enough sleep?
Yes, Gary, because it helps reduce the appearance of dark circles and puffiness, resulting in a smoother, firmer, radiant complexion. And a year's worth of masks is included with the set.
Now, a year's supply, Portia, how much would that cost me?
Well, usually the Brilliance New York Indulgence Face Mask Set goes for $299.
Oh, that's expensive. $299.
But for our Dish Nation family, it's only $39.
What?
$39.
Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, Heidi and Frank have some of the craziest new Guinness World Records for this year. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Heidi, if you ever want to go down in history, this is the way to do it.
Whoa.
The Guinness Book of World Records put out their 2019 edition.
Okay.
The record holders are getting lots of media attention right now with some bizarre stunts. Just like this guy, most body modifications. His name is Rolf Buchholz.
Oh.
Buchholz.
Uh-huh.
That's some Buchholz. Yeah, he has 516 piercings and implants on his body.
Now, what does this guy do for a living? Like, I've never gone to a bank and been like, well, hello, sir, I'd like to
talk. Yeah, if this was your bank teller.
Right, like, what does he do?
Next window, please.
You'd be like, I'll wait for the guy in a suit.
Also, in the Guinness Book of World Records, the most dice balanced by a cat's paw. Bibi, a cat in Malaysia, managed to balance 9 dice on his paw.
I can't even hold my cat still to clip his nails. This cat's just, do whatever, just stacking up dice. I mean, my cat would, like, knock them over, play with them. They'd be under the couch.
Trying to high-five you with the other paw? Like, look at this!
Can you believe it?
All right, not too hard. I'll drop them. Do your pets, can they do any tricks that might be inducted into the Guinness Book?
No, and then I think, wow, I've really got loser pets, but then who's the loser? Are they the loser, or is it me the loser for not teaching them anything?
Yeah, exactly. My dog's produced the most pee stains a dog could ever produce on one carpet.
Oh,
the show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.